Before we start today's show, we want to share some exciting news from the Radiotopia family. Normal Gossip is back for its sixth season. If you've ever found yourself eavesdropping on strangers' juicy conversations and maybe wanting to chime in too, this show is for you. On Normal Gossip, host Kelsey McKinney shares the juiciest gossip sent in by listeners all around the world, then brings in a special guest to weigh in on the actions within the story. The stories are everything from petty to bizarre to downright strange. Fun fact, you might recognize a few of this season's guests from the Radiotopia universe. So check it out. New episodes start April 17th. Listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Radio Diaries is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Radiotopia.
From PRX's Radiotopia, this is Radio Diaries. I am not Joe Richman. You know, I've had at least six or seven times. If you can't get one good one out of that, I think we're screwed.
No, I think we're good. Let's use okay. That one. Okay.
All right.
By the way, I am Joe Richman, and I am with Josh Cutler. And I've known you for how long?
20 years, at least.
Since the time when I first met you as a teenager, and I gave you a tape recorder to do a story about your life.
Mm-hmm. My story was called Growing Up with Tourette's, and it was basically a story about documenting my life as a teenager dealing with Tourette's and all the challenges that I faced. And more recently, in 2013, as part of the Teenage Diaries Revisited project, I did a follow-up story on what my life is like now.
And just for people, if they don't know what Tourette's syndrome is?
Tourette's syndrome is a neurological disorder that causes uncontrollable tics and verbal outbursts.
And, you know, actually, your first story, you know, in a certain sort of like very, very geeky public radio demographic, your first story is actually kind of legendary.
So you're saying I'm only a legend among geeks. I can deal with that.
And first, I want to start off by playing this clip from your recent adult diary where you were talking to your dad about dating.
Hello.
Hey, Heather.
Good. Are you going to be around tonight? Great. Okay. So I have a date tonight. This is the first date. I've never met this girl before. I'm going to wear the same sweater I wore today, the same jeans I wore today. I don't really care about putting together some type of ensemble. Just go as I am. That's usually how I roll. Putting my shoes on. Dating with Tourette's is really not as big of a deal as somebody could potentially think it might be. Everybody has some baggage. Hey, Dad. What's going on in the game?
It's blown. It's 3-0.
I'm texting the girl, telling her I'm on my way.
You know, Josh, when you are out on a date,
oh God,
your mother and I wonder about it. Sooner or later, if you get close to a girl, you've got to reveal it. You've got to discuss it.
Now, why don't I just bring you out on the date with me, and you can tell me what to say?
And we. We can't, obviously, tell you how to run the most intimate part of your life. But if you want some help, I mean, open up to them about this.
Well, I'm willing to be open and vulnerable, but it's not necessary. I want the date to be about me as a person, not me having Tourette's.
Look, quite frankly, Josh, I think you'd be surprised by how much, if they like you, they will empathize. But, you know, that's a father's advice which is meant to be ignored.
Oh, I better get going.
What time is your date?
9:45.
Go.
Oh, for God's sake, Josh, it's 9:33. Come on, Josh, get out of here.
Keys, my phone. I'm heading out. In case you listeners were wondering, certain things I just don't feel comfortable recording. Goodbye.
I love this clip.
So do I.
You do?
Yeah.
You do really? Why?
I guess that my dad, you know, he's just being a dad. He's, you know, he's just like kind of being a typical old man and wishing the best for his son. And me, I'm still the same wise ass I was when I was 16. And I'm sorry to say it, but it's the truth.
Josh, just for the record, I'm really happy that you are dating.
Thank you.
And in fact, you're seeing someone now, right?
I am.
So with this new woman you're seeing, when did you first bring up the idea of Tourette syndrome?
I have to remember, because our first date, she stayed over, and then...
I don't need too much information.
Well, because I have to... I'm putting it in context. Then we got together again the next day for brunch. I think it was then that I told her. And her reaction was, oh, okay, cool, whatever. She doesn't really seem to care. I know that you're thirsting for more, that you really want to hear a beautiful sob story about all my struggles as an adult dating with Tourette's, some earth-shattering radio moment. I apologize, but I'm going to have to leave you disappointed because it generally doesn't happen.
Is that what you think I'm after?
Well, I don't know.
Do you think I know you?
I don't know.
How much do you think I know you at this point?
I hope you know me better than that. But during my adult life, I really wouldn't say that it's been as, you know, much of an issue.
Well, I think, I mean, I'm certainly glad that it's not much of an issue. But I do know that there was a time in your life many years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Back at the time that the story that's coming up was made, where it was an issue. And you were in high school.
Uh-huh.
And you were heading off to a summer program at Bennington. You were going to meet all these new people. And the premise of the story was, how do you talk about Tourette's to them? How do you present yourself? But the story ended up, as many stories do, about something very different. It's basically a story about your first kiss.
Right. I mean, among many other things.
Well, let's listen.
Go for it.
Okay, Josh, time to go.
Okay, one more lap for the road.
Come on, make that basket and let's hit the road. Go. Good for you. Okay.
Okay, we're ready.
Got your seatbelt on, Josh?
Just about. Always wear your seatbelt. My name is Josh Cutler. I'm 17. Right now we're on our way to glorious Bennington, Vermont. We're driving off in our burgundy Honda Accord. That was the radio.
Ugh.
This is great.
Josh, are you nervous at all about going off to Bennington?
Honestly, no.
You know, when I checked with the Bennington office, they said usually it's about between 2 and 3 girls to every boy.
Yeah. That's why at the drugstore I made it a point to buy condoms today.
I see.
I guess my parents have some ideas of what they want. Probably for me to meet lots of cool kids and probably have a girlfriend. And I guess in some ways I am nervous. My history with girls isn't nearly as good as it should be. I hadn't even kissed a girl, to be honest with you. It's not to say that the people at school don't like me, it's that they just don't pay much attention to me because they're used to me being the kid with Tourette's rather than as an actual human being. This summer I want to make a fresh start with people, and that's what I think I need.
Bennington College.
All right. Mama, you did it.
So we're here.
Well, good luck. All right. Have a great summer.
Good luck, Josh.
How about a big kiss?
Yeah. Monday, 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I'm here at Bennington College. I'm at the July program. I'm going to go to Commons right now, which is the main meeting place.
No, Coke is much sweeter. It's much more sweet.
Coke. Who likes Coke? Aaron.
Pepsi's the best.
Pepsi kicks ass.
Yeah.
It's kind of a challenge. I think it's a fun challenge, but a scary one too. To go and meet a whole bunch of new people I've never seen before.
What's your name? I forget.
Josh.
Josh.
What's yours? Dave, right?
Dave, right.
Josh, what kind of music do you like?
Yeah. I like merengue.
Like Spanish music?
Like a flamenco guitar?
No.
Guitar?
You never heard on the radio 97.9
no,
in New York? It's you're like, La Mega, 97.9.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. So yeah. Anyway, you were saying, yeah?
Here's the thing. I'm doing a radio show because I have Tourette's syndrome. You know what it is? It causes involuntary tics and...
Do you seriously have Tourette's syndrome?
Mm-hmm.
Realistically?
I'm not kidding. Well, a lot of the time, the major problem is that I say things that I don't mean.
What do your usual tics say?
All sorts of things.
Like, what are your favorite
ones? I'll show you. I don't have any favorite ones. This is a disease.
I know. I mean, your worst words.
Anyway. So have you ever had a girlfriend?
Because I know
relationships are difficult.
For anyone.
What is it?
Do girls feel like, I don't know, imposed by it?
No, they feel like, sometimes they say, I hear them saying he's cute, but I don't want to be around somebody doing all those things.
Really?
Yeah.
I myself have never actually had a girlfriend.
Neither have I.
Really? Are you serious? Because I have trouble enough talking to girls. I'm shy, but I'm sure you're not shy from what I've seen.
No. But you know, you find out the truth. It's not the hot guys who get the girls. It's the brave guys who get the girls.
Want some chips?
Sure, thanks.
You,
getting close
sure.
to dinner.
Right.
I'll have some after dinner, man. Okay, time for dinner.
Hey, Rachel. Hi, Kat.
Even from the beginning, I was wondering where to eat. And these two girls, Leah and Celeste, came up to me and they asked me if I wanted to join them.
Yeah. Actually, the food is, as college food goes, this is pretty good. Would you agree? Do you know what pumpernickel is? It's just rye bread with coffee mixed in. Did you know that?
I wasn't aware of that.
No?
I'm really upset.
What's your name?
Bree.
Hey, bitch, how are you?
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're good. Wednesday, 8:43 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I'm getting ready to go to law class now. My roommate David's still asleep. The class starts at 9. Now, leaving my room. I have to lock up my key in my pocket and we're out of here. I'm taking 2 classes. Poetry and law. Yesterday, as part of a trip for our law class, we went to the Vermont State Prison, and it was really interesting. We talked to the guards, and we met a couple of the inmates, and we saw how the whole prison system works in that regard, and we went to Ben & Jerry's after it. I had a big shake. Good morning. How are you? Bennington's a kind of artsy-fartsy place. And I'm, as my mom says, a Rockefeller Republican. I'm certainly not a Democrat. So, it's impossible not to fit in at Bennington. You'd have to be like a neo-Nazi for people not to like you. That's my Tic Tacs jiggling in my pocket. All around me, I can see all the dorms. There's Booth right there, which I live in, and then there's Patrick. And Booth and Sautel are the only boys' dorms. I picked to be in Booth because it's the boys' dorm where smoking's not allowed. Hate smoking.
Give me a cigarette. Do you have a lighter?
Yes.
Ow! Teenage smokers. What idiots.
Not me.
Man, that cigarette's bad.
Camels are much better. Oh God, cigarettes. Kristen can go on forever. No, I'm sick of her talking about cigarettes. Like, okay, let's talk about something interesting. Let's talk about sex.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh, join in. Sit down.
Okay. I have class in 10 minutes, so.
Well, you have 10 minutes to sit your ass down and talk to us about your sex life.
That's right.
So?
Yeah, I need to score.
But maybe one day you will. Josh has a smile.
So does Darlene.
No, I... Yes, yeah, you do.
Okay. I have to go to law. Bye.
Bye.
Not many people are really interested in relationships here. There's mostly just fooling around.
Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Well, last night I was with a girl. We were hanging out in the dorm and then we went off for a little while. And
I wound up making out with her under a tree. In the forest. I didn't really know her very well. It just kind of happened. She just grabbed my hand and gave the obvious, "You want to go for a walk?" So that was actually my first experience with a girl I've ever had. It just felt so, I don't know. For a few hours before I fell asleep, I was still in a state of shock and euphoria. I was scared it was never going to happen.
Okay, who is this girl? No.
I promised her I wouldn't tell.
Is that all right.
You haven't told,
nope.
Man.
What house is she in? Is she
I don't
cute?
Know what
is
house.
Is she cute?
I suppose.
Was she in here before?
No.
Has she ever been here?
Yeah.
No, I hate to sound callow, but how far did you get?
Second.
Okay, who is
okay.
this girl?
8:30.
What's going on?
Okay.
Josh hooked up.
Yes, newbie.
He hooked up with Josh. Drew blood.
You
did?
I can't tell. I promise.
No.
Was it here?
No.
Wait.
Come on.
That's so wrong.
That mess
we're
is devious. That's
we're
devious.
We're one family here.
All right.
Check y'all later.
Well, it's the last day. Saturday. It's 10 in the morning. My parents are going to come pick me up in an hour. So I'm still sitting here in my dorm room. My luggage is packed and ready to go. All the people outside are leaving. I'm looking out my window. I see Martin and Celeste. There's Daria. Everybody's gathered on the benches. There's Ben over there. Everybody's outside crying and there comes Jan with the nose ring. I'm gonna miss all of them. I'm really kind of touchy right now. And I'll finish it up later.
Okay, bye.
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 Hey man, good luck.
You too.
We're going now.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm glad I met you too. Was it worth it? Me being a pain in the tuchus all the time?
That's how I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
No evil spells on anyone.
¡Epa! De nuevo el Cico Alegría, baby. Estás, estoy aquí. Recuerda que a las 8 vienen los 8 más pegados en la Mega. No le cambies.
Well,
sigue con Mega 97.
I've been back in New York for 3 weeks now. One of the things I'm happy about is that I can listen to my favorite radio station again, 97.9, which I absolutely love. I'm sad to have left Bennington, but what I have here is one thing I saved from the summer. It's an envelope on which this girl, Nicole, wrote down instructions on how to kiss. It said, pucker lips, slowly open mouth, slowly slide tongue in, repeat steps 1, 2, and 3. And she made that list for me because I made out with her and she said I was doing it wrong. So I guess that's the main thing I learned this summer.
There's only one more thing I want you to do, if you're willing.
Yeah.
Will you read the credits?
I sure will. This diary was produced for NPR in 1996 by Joe Richmond. The editor was Deborah George. If you want to hear my first teenage diary, which is more about my struggle with Tourette syndrome, and my recent diary for the Teenage Diaries Revisited project, go back to episode 2 in the Radio Diaries podcast archives. You good?
That's good.
Okay.
Thanks, Josh.
The Radio Diaries podcast is produced by Sarah Kate Kramer, production help from Nellie Gillis. Radio Diaries is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of the best podcasts on the planet. That's it for now. I'm Joe Richmond. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.